Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
According to Jim Thompson, the slave rebellion that started in 1791 in Haiti was the single most successful slave rebellion in history. It lasted 12 long years, and despite a genocidal campaign by the French under the leadership of Leclerc, the Haitian slaves achieved their independence. By November of 1803, having lost more than 40,000 troops in battle or from disease, France finally surrendered and was forced to leave the island. Napoleon's legendary army had been defeated by former slaves with no formal military training and hardly any equipment. The Haitian Revolution was also a turning point in history, the repercussions of which extended far beyond the small island nation. Perhaps nowhere was its impact greater than in the United States, where Haiti's slave revolt figured directly in two of the most significant events in the United States history, the Louisiana Purchase and the American Civil War. Without control of the crown jewel of its planned empire, France saw the Louisiana Territory as a useless drain on its resources. Needing money for his renewed war with England, Napoleon sold off that vast Louisiana Territory to the United States on April 30, 1803, for about 4 cents an acre. With this abrupt act, France removed itself as a power in the Western Hemisphere. The revolt of the Haitian slaves also influenced forces that helped foment what many have called the defining moment in American history. The Civil War. The push to create new states out of the vast Louisiana Territory led to tensions between the North and the South over whether the new states would be admitted as slave states or free states. This in turn impassioned the abolitionists, and it also helped to father one of the most feared events in the antebellum American South, the Slave Revolt. Tune in for our next Hidden History when we discuss famous slave revolts that flashed across the American South in the wake of Haiti's successful revolution. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.